Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Open phones today. Anything around the house that needs my attention, jump on the phone. A couple things we want to accomplished, though, this Saturday morning. A friend of mine, and you know who he is, Dan Reiniger, he, former president of Lakeshore Savings Bank, now retired, living the good life on the lakeshore of Lake Erie down Dunkirk Way, called me with an unusual story of something that happened at his house, a cause and effect kind of story. And it prompted me to throw that question out to the listening audience this Saturday morning. Has something odd, unexplainable, or cause and effect happened at your house that you'd like to tell us about? And we'll get into Dan's story, and then we'll open it to you if you have an odd story of something that happened like Dan's about to tell us. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, good. How's things down on the lakeshore?
Absolutely wonderful now.
So, you know, we're laughing now, but we weren't laughing when this first was unfolding. We're going to get into Dan's story here. Just to paint the picture, Danny, your house is right on the lakeshore. It's a slab on grade. It was built by your dad because he was a polio recoverer. And he needed to be able to get around the house should he be wheelchair-bound. So no basement, correct?
No basement, no attic, slab on grade, and built in 1964 by my mom and my dad, and kind of a Frank Lloyd Wright-style architectural display. It's one of a kind.
It's
and,
a gorgeous.
Yeah, my dad was able to walk and motivate, but ultimately, as a survivor of polio, was not interested in having a lot of stairs.
Yeah, so, well, it's a gorgeous house and a great spot. So, a week and a half ago. Before we get into the story, I want to make sure everyone's clear on what the house looks like. Slab on grade, which means it's a concrete floor, and everything is either chased through the concrete or possibly coming up through the attic. And in this story that Dan's going to tell us, the problem is related to the fact that the house is on a slab. So start with the beginning of what happened here.
So we were at our cottage up in Algonquin Park for about a week and a half and decided, well, you know what, things are going well up there. It's time to get back to Dunkirk, Fredonia area. So we decided instead of extending our vacation by a couple of days, we thought, well, Friday is a good time to travel, especially in the later afternoon and early evening coming down through Toronto. So my son Mark and his wife Rachel and Wendy and I started the migration back to Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. So we arrived in Dunkirk at about 11 o'clock in the evening and finished up everything we had to do. I guess I jumped in bed probably around midnight and sound asleep, and all of a sudden at about 2:15 I heard a knock on my bedroom door, and we had the air conditioner running, and it was a pleasant evening, not a lot of weather or anything. I guess some weather maybe came through earlier in the day, but just a pleasant evening. So took a couple of knocks before I woke up, and it was my son Mark. He said, Dad, there was an explosion outside in the front of the house on the roadside. And all the electric's off, and he was running around looking at stuff with his cell phone flashlight, and he noticed water coming up and out of one of the outlets in our family room.
Okay. Now, before you go any further, one thing I want to ask. The power went out on your house.
Yes.
So your air conditioner stopped running out, obviously.
Oh, yeah, and I was in peaceful sleep.
Okay, so you didn't realize that the AC had cut out.
No.
Okay.
No. Literally, nothing.
So the house was dark.
Yeah.
The house was dark. Was the neighborhood dark?
The neighborhood was dark as well.
Okay.
And of course, some generators in our neighborhood, and those we could hear the hum of those.
Okay.
Saw lights on in several houses in the neighborhood that have the Generac generators.
Mm-hmm. So keep going.
Yeah. So anyhow, so Mark heard this huge explosion out front, and of course that added to the challenges, which we didn't know at the time. What had happened was one of the high wires on a electric pole out front, the one closest to the street, actually had separated and fell to the ground and then hit the base of a fire hydrant in our front yard and arc welded it, literally a huge spot on the base.
So this wasn't the line coming from the pole to your house. This was just the transmission line going down the street.
Exactly.
So any explanation? Did you ever get to an explanation as to why that, what happened with that?
Yeah, it appears as though the line was stressed. We had a tornado that kind of came through mm-hmm. off the lake a year ago, and mm-hmm. the question you could ask is whether or not the line was prepared, or was there too much stress, too much stress from
sure.
the previous experience,
sure.
or just fatigued, or something else happened
yeah.
that we were not aware of.
All right, well, now the story is going to get really bizarre.
It is. It most certainly is. So, anyhow, after doing some investigating and being outside and coming back in, the water was still trickling up through the outlet in our family room. So, obviously, I turned the water off to the house and then went outside, and the fire department came with both two vehicles, and then they kind of quarantined the area, made sure that people didn't walk near the wire in case it was still active, which it was not at that time.
So you heard Danny right. He's saying that the electricity went out, and he had water pouring out of an outlet.
An outlet in the wall. I mean, talk about bizarre.
Yeah.
So this outlet's about 3 or 4 feet from a chase that goes up the middle of the hallway, slab on grade. It's, you know, heating chase. It's the cold water, mm-hmm. hot water. Mm-hmm. Everything's in this chase. So I thought, well, this is totally bizarre. Of course, just turned off the water. I turned off the breaker, the main breaker to the house. And then
was once, the power restored at this point?
No.
Okay.
It was off till about 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But I didn't want them to come and restore it without
yep.
my knowledge. So that's why I turned off the main breaker. I didn't want anybody getting shocked or having a fire start or
yeah.
some kind
smart.
Of short
that was smart.
Happening. So, yeah, actually, I went to sleep, and then I woke. I couldn't go to sleep. And then about 15 minutes later, I said, no, I got to turn that thing off.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
got up and turned it off. Of course, the power was still off for the neighborhood. So very interesting. Again, the water was shut off of the house. The power was shut off of the house. Folks were sleeping in the morning. I heard the electric folks. They arrived about 6:30 a.m. And literally, it took them 20 minutes to splice the line and reattach it. And everybody was up and running again in the neighborhood. And I waited a little bit until folks got up out of bed before I turned things back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then was able to isolate and look at the blueprints of the house, which were 1964 vintage. And I found where a conduit, this conduit that was leaking water, this electrical outlet, was actually fed from another outlet that was on the lakeside of the house. So I figured there had to be something weird with the water percolating up through the electrical conduit. So I ended up understanding a little bit of the dynamics, and again, keeping the water off and looking at where the conduit line ran, I figured that it had to cross some kind of water line somewhere that was broken.
Right.
So did not want to obviously turn the water back on. So Saturday morning, after we isolated everything and turned off the breaker for this one outlet that was on the lakeside of the house and looked at everything, I called the plumber. Plumber came over. Gugino Plumbing, absolutely phenomenal in our area. Dave Gugino and his team, CJ, came over, and we started by first getting the carpet man over to pull the carpet up, and then we started chipping away at floor, which is just about maybe 2.5-3 inches of concrete above the top of this chase, and of course floor patch because they carpet levelers and stuff like
right.
that they put in. So anyhow, ultimately started chipping away at it and uncovered the main water line and the heating lines, but we couldn't find a water line key in the water line that would maybe be the culprit. No leaks, no nothing.
So ultimately, what was the connection from an electrical outage and the water leaking?
Well, really, this power surge that
hit.
So when it hit the fire hydrant out front, it put a power surge through the entire house, and we're lucky we didn't lose anything else, but it must have somehow, this conduit with the electric in it crossed either over or under this pipe, and it must have charged the pipe just enough to blow up a weld under the floor.
Unbelievable.
Or a hole in the pipe. We still don't know. So I still have some investigating to do with the electrician. They're going to come back and probably pull some new wires through the conduit. But ultimately, nobody got shocked. We were very blessed, really.
You know, you're making my list of most unusual things to ever happen to a house. So I'm impressed with the story, and I'm impressed with how odd you know, the cause and effect here. And you would never really think there's a connection, right? You would never make that connection in your mind between anything electrical and anything to do with water. But here we go.
Well, that's the story of my life. If something odd's going to happen, it is.
Well, Dan, I want to thank you for sharing this great story, and it prompted me, as I said when we opened the show, to throw it out there. If you have an unusual story like Dan's that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear it this Saturday morning. When we come back, we're going to be also talking about the phenomenon of what's happening around Western New York, and that is the installation of smart meters and the coincidence of increased electrical rates. We'll have that on the topic on the table too for you. Good morning from Dominic Cortez at 803-0930 outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And of course, there's that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board where you can write your question in on the text board and we will read it. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. By the way, I've got a couple seats left for you for the September class for our Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. In September, we are traveling to the Amalfi Coast. Yep. And in October, we are going to Venice. So a couple classes coming up. The October class is October 7th. The September class, September 9th. And we moved the September class to Miss Labor Day. So that's why it's the 9th of September. You can gift a class, too. Just go to Cortez.net, drop-down menu, come home to Cortez Cooking School. And we'd love to have you be part of a fun night at our headquarters at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Ken Elmanowski here from the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Life can be hectic, and we know that sometimes our customers have to do their banking on the go. That's why we offer the very latest in online banking tools on desktop or mobile. Check your balances, transfer money between accounts, and even pay bills online. Send money safely and securely through Zelle. All of our online banking services are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get access to the latest banking technology. Come open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, August 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Hey, Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. The end of season sale, folks. Take 15% off. With summer winding down, it's time to take advantage of Gorilla Garage's biggest sale of the season. Call now and get 15% off your Gorilla floor, your Gorilla cabinets, or organizational systems. Give them a call today. Remember, Gorilla Floor is the only one that gives you protection against moisture. They do not use polyurea. They can offer you a 15-year warranty on your epoxy floor. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, 15% off for you right now. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
There comes a time in life when some people, like you, level up. The challenges are greater and the rewards are higher, so you make it happen. And for you, this is the time for an Audi from Audi of Buffalo. Special vehicles that make a statement about where you are and where you're going. So come in today and drive away in a beautiful new Audi luxury SUV, like a 2024 Audi Q3, a new 2024 Audi Q5, or a new 2025 Audi Q7. And right now, purchase a new 2024 Audi Q3 or a new 2024 Audi Q5 and receive 2.99% APR financing for up to 60 months. 2.99% APR financing for 60 months on approved credit at 17.96 per thousand financed through Audi Financial Services. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by August 31st. See dealer for details. Come experience it all at Audi Buffalo, a distinguished member of the West Her Automotive Group. Audi Buffalo is located on Transit Road in Williamsville, just north of Genesee Street, or at AudiBuffalo.com. Audi Buffalo, when it's time to level up.
Hey, are you looking for easy, affordable exterior upgrades? Well, check out Tando Stackstone and Beach House Shake Siding at Lenco. Get all the pieces you need, channels, corners, panels in stock at Lenco right now. Tando's composite materials are durable with long-lasting colors, and they're easy to install. Whether you're a professional or a DIYer, choose from three popular colors for Stackstone and two for Beach House Shake. They complement any style for your residential or commercial exterior. Tando's composite siding is the affordable option for any exterior update. Those in the know, visit one of Lenco's three convenient locations or online at Lenco.supplies today. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
1027 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. We just heard Dan Reiniger and his bizarre story of a power line falling, hitting a fire hydrant, and putting a power surge through his house and causing a water leak. I just, if you didn't hear it, you wouldn't believe it. It's the truth, though.
Right.
And if you have an odd story like Danny's, we'd love to hear about it at 803-0930. After the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to also jump into the smart meter discussion. But let's squeeze in Steve on the island of Grand. Good morning, Steve. You're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. Maybe you see these advertisings on TV where they spray your roof with this chemical, and it's supposed to, I guess, preserve the, you know, the longevity of your roof.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? And your opinion on that, sir?
Well, so I will start the answer to your question with a statement, in that I am very much a traditionalist when it comes to the proper steps in the repair and maintenance of your home. Now, while this may very well be effective, but I think I'm going to put it in the category of a Band-Aid. And what I mean by that is I think you'll probably find that it's not going to last indefinitely, and it's going to be related to the ability of the shingle itself to continue to wear and tear. I don't know what we're talking about in terms of cost, but I'm going to guess that it's probably not worth layering this on a shingle when you could consider the whole idea of replacing the roof and doing it definitively and completely in that step, and then getting maybe 40 years or 30 years or 40 years out of that new roof.
Okay, but you don't know the cost. That's what I was...
I have no idea. I'm sure it's not a lot of money right, based on what we're talking about here. And if I was to guess... Again, I have to admit, I know nothing about this, okay? I've seen the ads too, but I haven't done a show on it. No one's ever called on it either. But I will say that if you think about what it is, it's probably some kind of asphalt spray mixed in with, you know, a liquefied format to, you know, maybe colorized as well to adhere to that roof shingle to give it more, you know, more wear. For what it's worth, I'd love to know if anybody's had experience with it and or the cost. And if you get an estimate, Steve, let us know what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks for the call. Steve's line now available at 803-0930. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. Zachary Penkew standing by. Good morning, Zach.
WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. Firefighters and family members came together last night to honor Buffalo firefighters Jonathan Kroom and Lieutenant Charles McCarthy on the 15th anniversary of their tragic passing. At the ceremony, Jonathan Kroom's mother had this to say.
The thing about it is you don't think about going to work one day and not coming home. You guys are planning to go home. You guys have things to do. You've got kids, you've got wives, girlfriends, moms, dads, whoever it is. You know, they're waiting for you. And you got a list of things to do. I will tell you that on my son's table that morning when I went to his apartment, he had a whole list. He was getting ready to buy a house. He had a baby on the way. He had a whole life that he was living. So being here and memorializing, part of that is kind of preventive medicine too.
Buffalo police are investigating a shooting that left one man hospitalized. Detectives say a 22-year-old male was struck by gunfire while inside a store during what they described as a targeted attack. Anyone with information is asked to call or text the confidential tip call line at 716-847-2255. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
Well, we are approaching the heating season. And yeah, the heat of summer is winding down. And we have to think about the workability of our furnace and the efficiency of our furnace, and also the cleanliness of our ductwork. And the only way, folks, that you can unequivocally get that resolved is by having my friends at Indoor Professionals come over. What do? Well, they cut a hole in your ductwork, and they insert the patented column duct cleaning nozzle, and that's attached to a hose that's attached to a compressor that's kind of like you see when you watch a jackhammer being operated. Yeah, it's that much generated power. What happens now is that nozzle blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, all that stuff that's making you sick, and they suck it out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, along with, of course, the medical grade air purifier and the April Air high capacity dehumidifier indoor air professionals, my friends, is the place to go to. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, well said. It's hard to believe. You know, people will be clicking their heat on. Remember, we used to make the prediction. All right, so I'm going October 2nd for the Hardy. We're going to get a cold night in the low 40s, you know, and then you get that smell. But you want to, you know, right now we're about 2 weeks out, and that'll go to 4 weeks in a little while. So you want to beat the fall rush.
Okay.
But it's, you know. All right.
716-683-3000, extension 303 will drop you right into Peter's desk. Peter, what are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the 24th of August?
All right. So for the duct cleaning, we'll do $175 off. If you're a repeat customer, you may have gotten a postcard in the mail, which will get you a little more than that. And then $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier, as well as $350 off the Healthway portable that covers 1,200 square feet. That's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. These are amazing machines. And $500 off the whole house Super V Healthway that hooks right on your furnace.
Okay. You heard Peter. These discounts are only for you, and you need to call them now. Call him now at 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Looking to buy a really great new vehicle from a really great dealership that you can count on? Maguire Hyundai of Grand Island is that dealership. We are dedicated to providing you with the best possible vehicle buying experience. It starts with Maguire's upfront lowest price guaranteed. The price you see online or at our dealership is the price you pay. No hidden fees or costs ever. Plus, at Maguire Hyundai, you'll work with one person throughout the entire buying process from start to finish. The way car buying should be. Transparent, fun, and fast. Come see all the incredible Hyundai models with amazing Maguire deals. Take a test drive in your favorite one today. Elantra, Sonata, Kona, Santa Fe, Tucson, Palisade. Our selection is fantastic right now. Plus, we make financing easy so you can drive the new Hyundai that you want. You can start online at MaguireHyundaiOfGrandIsland.com or better yet, come by and see us at 2000 Alvin Road. Maguire Hyundai of Grand Island.
Rat Pack now makes its debut at Batavia Downs on Saturday, August 31st. This world-class tribute show recaptures the music, style, comedy, and camaraderie of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr.
How long have you Scotch diet? I lost 4 days last week.
Tickets are just $20, and you get $10 in free play. Head to BataviaConcerts.com for tickets.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Plumbing Help Now. I have essential information for you who might need some plumbing help. Yeah, you flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you. Call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been so for 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So, take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337, online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Chubby Checker, live March 5th and 6th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Come on, baby!
You'll be singing, dancing, and twisting in your seats as this living legend performs his record-breaking hits in a power-packed performance. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Chubby Checker, live March 5th and 6th, the Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Missed out on our Jeep savings in July? Don't worry. Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram is bringing them back for August. Lease a loaded new all-wheel drive Jeep Compass Limited for just $299 a month. Loaded with upgrades like leather, heated seats, massive 10-inch touchscreen, power liftgate, and more. This is a beautiful Jeep Compass, $299 a month. And get 0% financing on select new Jeeps, including Wrangler and Grand Cherokee. 0% APR at Transitown. On approved credit, not all customers will qualify. 0% for 36 months, lease 39 months, 7,500 miles per year. $24.99 plus taxes and fees due at signing. 25 cents per mile over. Customer responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes loyalty cash. Must finance through Stellantis. Offer expires 8/31/24. A loaded Jeep Compass, $299 a month. 0% financing on select new Jeeps. Transitown is making it easier than ever to drive the new Jeep you want. Hurry in by August 31st. Transitown Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram. Make this the summer event.
Hey, it's that time of year when the temps change, and it's time for you to call my friends at TRS for a $99 health and safety checkup on your existing air conditioner. And if it's time for a replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Great news! TRS has an electrical division and can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. For more, go to TRSheatingandairconditioning.com. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas.
Chatting with Dan Reiniga about an unusual thing that happened at his house where a power line dropped, charged power line dropped, hit a fire hydrant, trying to say, and,
yeah, that's all right.
sent current surging through the Reiniga residence and causing a water line to fracture and causing a water leak. So certainly a bizarre story. And we're looking for other people who want to chime in with bizarre stories as well at 803-093. I have a texter who's looking for help with his furnace. Chris from Lancaster, thanks for writing in, Chris. He bought a brand new furnace 7 years ago. And over the last 3 years, it's been leaking water excessively on the floor. To the point that it's creating an obvious issue every time we have somebody out to look at it. All they do is mess around with the exhaust, venting, and had to seal something up, but it didn't rectify the issue. So guess what I think they've overlooked, Chris? That is the condensate drain. And that's a pretty obvious thing that should have been checked. The condensate drain is the line that generally goes, in my case, through the slab and into the subslab area in the basement. Many, many times, very often, those get plugged. Very easily can get plugged. And so getting that cleaned out is a simple task, actually. And that would certainly, I think, rectify the situation. So have somebody check the condensate drain. So I mentioned as well that I want to jump into another topic, and that is the whole issue of the smart meters. It's kind of ironic that we've had smart meters. Actually, this happened at the Cortez household, where these guys were walking down the street in with wagons. They looked like, you know, Red Rover wagons. They had yellow vests on, and uninvited across my moat, they came and installed a new smart meter. And the smart meter is now there emblazoned on the side of my house with technology that automatically, I guess every 15 to 30 minutes, dials in to New York State Electric and Gas and gives them our meter reading. So the whole idea here, I guess, is efficiency, prompt reading, no more estimated readings, and saving on having to have somebody come out and do meter reading. So you would think less cost. But coincidental to that, our bill came, and our bill was almost double. And I say coincidental because it seems to me that there's a couple things going on here. One, the obvious one, the installation of the smart meter and what that technology brings in terms of dialing, you know, dialing in, as I said, a radio frequency connection that has basically a cell phone built into the meter. But coincidental to that is a spike in the cost of electricity. And I'll say quite a spike it was, as they say, almost double in the case of the Cortez household. So I saw a post at the Clarence Community page online, and I commented that we were going to talk about this today. And what I also did is contact New York State Electric and Gas to see if they'd be interested in having somebody come on to discuss this issue of the smart meter installations and the rate hike. And it's kind of also a great topic to layer in the fact that we're talking about electricity being the future of how we're going to heat and cool and power our homes. And to see these rates becoming what they have in just this last few months is quite alarming, I guess. In my case, who knows? Maybe we had more AC running and therefore, you know, more costs related to usage. Certainly, I would agree with that. But at the bottom bottom line is we did see increased costs and again, coincidental to the smart meter. So your comments on that, your bizarre stories as we continue with Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. We are certainly blessed here at WBEN and Hammer Time Radio to have some great sponsors that help bring this show to you each and every Saturday morning at 10 right here live on WBEN. By the way, I always forget to mention that we are rebroadcast at 6 p.m. on Saturday evening. So if you missed this show, I want to hear it again, you can certainly go to the come back to the station at 6 p.m. and find our rebroadcast of the show then. And one of our great sponsors is Flooring Solutions of Western New York. If you're looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring, it's Dominic here sending you to Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl to Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com or stop into their showroom. They're located on the corner of Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, Steve Tasker, along with Alex, for Wester Buick GMC of East Aurora.
We know Wester New Yorkers are professional-grade tailgaters, and that requires the right truck.
So, how about an affordable monthly lease payment on a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500? We have the truck lease you're looking for.
Or you can purchase a new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500 and receive 1.9% APR financing for 36 months, plus $2,500 GMC loyalty customer cash, plus make no payments for 90 days. No payments until November? That's mid-season.
1.9% APR financing for 36 months on approved credit through GM Financial at 29.56 per thousand finance. Must have a 2010 or newer Buick or GMC in household to qualify for GMC loyalty customer cash and take delivery from current dealer stock by August 31st. Not all buyers qualify. See dealer for details.
It's tailgating time.
So go to GMEastAurora.com or head on into Wester Buick GMC of East Aurora, right on Main Street, just 3 minutes off the 400. GMC, we are professional grade.
Should we practice our table jumps?
Keep your yard mosquito-free this summer. Give my friends at Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo a buzz. Mosquito Hunters is the exclusive installer of the Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System, a smart repellent mosquito control system. There's no spraying and no scent, and it's safe for families with pets and kids, plus controllable from your phone. The Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case, so I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. My case was worth $1.2 million.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Do you have a case? Call the Barnes Firm now. You might be surprised.
After my job accident, my attorneys at the Barnes Firm settled my case for 11 times more than insurance said they would pay.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Is your car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My mechanic just suggested an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover repair bills if anything happens to the car. New brakes, transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, you pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance?
Yeah, you don't pay. Ox pays. Ox even has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the BBB. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike those other warranty companies.
The last thing I need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote. 800-319-0393. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care. 800-319-0393. 800-319-0393. Or go to oxcarcare.com.
Summer is here, which means pool days, beach trips, and yeah, you guessed it, traffic jams. Oh yeah, and heat waves. Don't let summer catch you by surprise. Get the local news you need, no matter what you're up to, with the free Odyssey app. And never miss a beat with alerts on breaking stories sent directly to your phone. Listen today on the free Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Ava Roofing. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that's known for its excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job, get an on-the-spot free written estimate, and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Strange days have found.
Fifty is Hammer Time, talking about bizarre stories. Dan Reininger shared one that happened to his house with an electric line that dropped, hit a fire hydrant, and sent a current through his house that broke a water line. That's certainly an odd story. I'd love to hear your odd story as well, and also your smart meter comments as we go next to Lancaster and chat with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Dominic. Great show you have. Listened to it for years.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if people realize that these meters, they had an option to opt out of it. About 6 months ago, I read an article, and I called the electric company, and I opted out, and it's costing me like $8 or $18 a month. I'd have to look at it to keep my old meter. And what they're trying to do, like everybody knows in California, you know, when there's a brownout, they don't want you plugging your car in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is just a way of them actually regulating the amount of amperage that is going to your house.
Right. But you opted out. You're paying more. Did your rates go up too?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like yours, they almost doubled.
Yeah. So again, that's, you know, the coincidence of that is certainly ironic, but be that as it may, the rates went up in spite of the smart meter.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But like I said, a lot of people, I don't know if they realize it now. Now they have a way of regulating the amount of amperage. If they don't want your air conditioning running all day or what your pool filter running all day, they can actually limit the amount of amperage that's going to your house.
So do you find that you're paying more? Have you seen any inconvenience based on other than the cost?
No, you mean having a regular meter in?
Yeah, so
no.
you're not tied into this radio frequency connection, so
no,
you're not going to see
any
fluctuations. I haven't noticed that. I haven't noticed any, you know, changes in the operation of anything in the house. Maybe I'll pay more attention, but that's an interesting sidebar to this whole thing. I thought the whole basis of it had nothing to do with usage. It had everything to do with eliminating meter readers.
Yeah, that's what they want you to think. But if you think about it, that's a way of them regulating the amount of amperage that can go to your house now. So it's just like New York State eliminating gas to new home builds.
Right.
You know, it's just another step that big government is trying to control us.
Now, I don't remember, Mike, being given an option by New York State Electric and Gas. How was that option proposed to you? To opt out.
There was an article in the paper or somewhere I read it online, and you had to call them to opt out of it. And then you got put on a list that you didn't want the radio frequency meter put in. And I contacted my brother and my children and all that stuff, and they all opted out of it. I mean, we're paying a few dollars more, but, you know, it's just that big government wants to control everything. You know, like you talk about the natural gas,
right?
In new home builds,
that's happening.
Just another step.
That's happening. January 1, 2026. You will not be able to build a house with gas in it.
I know. Is that crazy or what? That's just absolutely insane.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing your perspective on that. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Mike's line is now available at 803-0930. So his commentary goes beyond meter reading and actually gets into power regulation. I didn't hear that at all, but that's a great perspective to put on the table as a possible further connection to the radio frequency.
Hey, Tom, real quick, I wanted to add something
Go
to
ahead,
that. While you're looking at the text board, and you can also text something in. All those listening as well. So I had the water thing installed inside the house.
The water meter?
Yes, they came in and put that device in there. Mm-hmm. So recently, our side of the block, our grass is growing. They came in and dug up certain parts, moved brand new gas meters from the sides of the houses to the front. It looks nice, nice piping job. So I'm assuming that's got the smart meter stuff in there too.
The gas meter, I don't know. I haven't heard. Well, so that you would be you'd be National Grid.
For electric.
I'm sorry, National Fuel.
That's correct.
I meant to say National Fuel.
Yeah, so they did it for everybody. I guess it's more of an ease for when they're collecting the data. So it's got to be some type of smart. I got to look into it. Actually, I just thought it was a replacement meter. So.
So you're thinking that they move the meter so that when they come by, I think they have those digital readers on those meters where they can scan them. I think they drive down the street. Maybe that's what you're saying.
They could have been, but they actually moved the entire meter.
That's something.
On everybody's house, and it's actually better. In my situation, you can't back into it. It's totally in the front of the building now.
Yeah.
Unlike the neighbor that happened.
All right. So we've got a follow-up to the text question about the condensate line. So he goes on to say that they did indeed replace the condensate pump and put in a basin for the condensation, but it's still leaking inside the furnace somewhere. So I'm wondering if... whether still an issue connected to the condensate where the line's broken inside the furnace, or maybe it's another issue where we're talking about the venting of the furnace being in some way affected in allowing water to enter. We've seen that before. If you have a through-the-wall vent, it could be moisture from that, or if it's a chimney vent, it could be water coming in from a flashing, poor flashing job. So I'm not quite sure where else to direct you other than maybe to give you a suggestion that you call TRS and they will follow up with probably some good advice. Let's go to Lancaster and chat with Scott. Hello, Scott. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dominic. We just had this conversation down on the street yesterday. I live in a 36-home HOA community.
Okay.
And so the oldest house is 3 years old, and mm-hmm. they're all built with smart meters.
Okay.
But what people are seeing is their current, their amount of wattage doubling or tripling. Now, I'm always running around 300 kilowatts, all right? My neighbor across the street with almost the exact same house, 850? How do you explain that?
So you're saying not only are we seeing more cost, but we're seeing more usage.
Yes.
So how would that be attributable to smart meters being detecting the proper wattages when you're saying it's double?
Well, that's the thing. We all had the exact same air conditioners, the same, lighting fixtures, things like that.
I'm wondering, I'm only guessing, now that we've eliminated with the smart meter, we've eliminated estimated bills, could that possibly be it, where the bill was estimated low?
That could be. I mean, are they reading it right? Are they guessing wrong or whatever? I always read mine every month, and it's no big deal. You walk out there, it takes 15 seconds, type it in the computer, and it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a smart meter?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're still reading it?
It's available on the website.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that added comment, and I just makes me scratch my head even more about this whole thing. So, thanks, Scott. Let's move along to a cell caller. Tom, good morning. You're next.
Yes, I'm wondering about the Hertz coming into the house. I've noticed that our lights flicker.
Oh boy, too bad. That was a great question, and Tom's
refrigerators, everything.
Tom, your cell,
you're coming into the house, Barry.
Yeah, too bad, Tom. I wish we could chat. Your cell is not cooperating. I think you're talking about the flickering of the current.
The Hertz coming in.
Okay, the Hertz coming in. Okay, go ahead. Your cell's working now. So. Yeah. Oh, boy. Too bad. It sounds like a great question. Anyway, I want to thank my friend Dan Raniga for calling in and chatting about his issue at his house. Danny, good luck with all that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Yep. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday, same time, same place where we've been since 1989. And go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.